Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. So far, Republicans have twice failed to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. A third attempt, the Graham-Cassidy bill, is now gathering steam in the Senate for a possible vote next week. And at the same time, the White House is being accused of trying to strangle the ACA by slashing funding for the ACA navigators, the groups who help people get the health insurance. Democratic Congressman Sandra Levin is here with us now. Congressman, we're looking at Enroll Michigan and Access are the two big entities who provide these navigators. What are we hearing about their federal funding?
Well, we're hearing a 90% cut for Enroll Michigan, 90%. And for Access, there's a cut of about 35%. And both of them have been very, very key people in informing the public in this state of access to health care. And there's been a dramatic improvement under ACA. And Enroll Michigan and Access have been an important part of this. So essentially saying we're going to cut your funding for Enroll Michigan almost entirely and Access dramatically is essentially going to make it more difficult for people to gather the information they need to enroll both in expanded Medicaid and also in the exchange.
These navigators, they really have been the face of the ACA. They work one-on-one with people, don't they?
They surely do. The enrollment assistance by Enroll Michigan has been 150,000 people they've been in contact with, and there's been a very substantial number by Access. And also Enroll in Michigan, it provides assistance to Jewish Family Service, to the Chaldean Community Foundation, to the Oakland Livingston Human Service Agency, as well as some other groups. So they've been a vital link between the health care reform and the public. And now what the administration hasn't been so far been able to do legislatively, they're now trying to do it administratively.
In fact, we know we've already seen the White House cut the open enrollment period. Now it's only going to run from November 1st through December 15th. So how would you describe these tactics by the administration?
Well, as I said, if they can't do it legislatively, they're trying to undercut and really destroy a health care reform by administrative steps. They've essentially kept cost sharing, which is a vital part of it, which provides assistance to people who have low and middle income. They've essentially kind of kept that on a string, and they've renewed it month to month, but the president has threatened to eliminate it altogether. So in a word, we're in a battle here. Healthcare reform, the ACA, has meant so much to Michigan, both through the marketplace and 650,000 plus people through expanded Medicaid. There's an immense risk here that the progress we've made, the drop in the uninsured has been dramatic in this state, from about 15% in some places to 4 and 5%. And so we need to continue to work to make ACA work, to make health care reform work, and not try to destroy it either legislatively or through administrative actions.
And we are seeing yet this third attempt in the Senate with Republican leaders there whipping votes for Graham-Cassidy and trying to beat that deadline of 11:59 on September 30th. And critics are saying that Graham-Cassidy is similar to but even worse than the two failed attempts. So what do concerned voters need to do?
They need to speak out, both the groups they belong to and individuals. They need to call their representatives, and they also need to inform the White House. People need to speak out because, in the end, I think the decision is going to be made not only by groups like Enroll Michigan or Access or legislators like myself. It's going to be the public. That's what happened when the Republican bill came out and they said there'd be millions of people, 14, 15 million people who were going to lose their health insurance right away, 23, 24 million people who would lose it over a decade. When that figure came out, the picture changed. And so now more and more people understand the importance of ACA, and what was once not more popular than less is today more popular than less. It's changed. And now I think two-thirds more of the public say don't destroy, don't rip apart ACA, improve it, but don't destroy it.
Congressman Sandra Levin, thanks for speaking with us today on Stateside.
Thanks. Bye.